Now, if you'll notice here in chapter 27, we find that David's heart is becoming weary with this continual running away and hiding in the dens of the earth. This chapter opens with, "And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand." Now, this obviously is a departure of David from that high plane of faith in God that he manifests in his life. This is a period of just letting down. We find that this same thing happened to Abraham. It happened to Isaac. It happened to Jacob. The fact of the matter is, it seems to have come in the lives of most of God's men. And it has a real message for you and me today. I'm sure that we're speaking today to some weary soul. You are faced with problems. You've been in the darkness maybe a long time. You've been down in the valley, and you're just wondering if you'll ever come through or not. And you, like David, you despair, actually, that there'll ever be a solution to your problem. And you go through that period. Well, if it's any comfort, there are others that have been down through the same valley as you've been and over the same route. It's a well-worn route. And here is a man that took that route long before you and I got here. And I'm sure most of us have been over it. It's one of the reasons David has been such a help to me in my own Christian life is because of an experience that he has like this. And you can certainly sympathize with him. It looks like the poor man may spend the rest of his life. And he's had several narrow escapes. And one of these days, he could be slain. And he's wondering about it all. And I'm sure that today, there are those that despair and feel like giving up. Well, what happened was, and I'm not going into detail here, other than to just read verse 2, where it says, "And David arose and passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath." And he dwelt in Gath here, and he took these two wives. We're going to have occasion to talk about this in the life of David later on. But let me just pass by it at this time and say, this man, discouraged, despondent, and down, he does something he should not have done. He leaves the land and goes into the land of the Philistines, and it actually, as we're going to see, gets him into trouble. And we find him now among the enemies of God.